Chavez returns to Venezuela.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith in for Jeremy Hobson. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez made a surprise return to his country today. Chavez has been in Cuba for more than 2 months receiving cancer treatment. During that time, the political situation in oil-rich Venezuela has become increasingly uncertain. Federico Barriga is an economist for the Economist Intelligence Unit. He joins me now. Good morning, Federico.
Good morning.
So tell me, what do you make of Chavez's return?
It isn't really clear what his true health state is at the moment, but at least he's managed to come back to Venezuela. And that sends an important signal, mainly to his supporters who are starting to get worried about the future of the leader and the future, obviously, of his movement. Now, combined with the pictures of Chavez that we saw, I think, on Friday, the government is also trying to sort of come clean at least a little bit on this criticism that the opposition particularly had, that there was no transparent on the state of Chavez and also on the state of the political affairs of the ruling party.
How did Chavez's absence affect the Venezuelan economy?
The problem that when Chavez is away is that he had, for the past 14 years, been a micromanager of basically everything. And his ministers weren't sure about how to take the economy forward. You have to remember that they had a double-digit fiscal deficit. Growth has started to slow, public spending has started to slow, and inflation started to tick up. So there had to be some sort of difficult macroeconomic decisions taken. And if his health deteriorates again, or if there's new elections coming up, well, all these decisions will have to be put on hold again, and that eventually will require even more adjustment measures and probably a tougher 2013 than was probably originally expected.
Federico Barriga is an economist for Latin America at the Economist Intelligence Unit. Federico, thank you.
You're welcome.